Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I think we all have a fundamental need to be taken care of. We all need food. We all need clothing. We all need shelter, and we all need affection. Now, babies are helpless. They can't find those things on their own. They can't survive without care, and so we provide that for them. But even adults need care as well, perhaps care of a different kind. I mean, we do cherish our competence and our independence, but we still can't do everything on our own. We still need care. And I think maybe that's why the image of the Good Shepherd is such a popular one of Jesus. You may know the picture of Jesus, the painting that has him standing with a lamb around his shoulders. And that reminds us that when one lamb is lost, even though 99 are safe, he goes out and finds that last one that wandered away. That picture, that image of the Good Shepherd reminds us that Jesus takes care of us and that he won't let any one of us be lost. When we are in trouble, it's reassuring to know that Jesus will rescue us. Just like a shepherd may crawl out on a ledge to retrieve a sheep that is stuck, so Jesus will find us wherever we are and bring us home. If we are lost in substance abuse, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, will bring us home. If we are alienated from family and those we love, Jesus will find us and will bring us home. It may be a new home, but it will be home. If we're caught up in problems at work or problems with money or problems with the law, the Good Shepherd will find us and bring us home. As many of you know, I am a knitter, and one of the things that I have begun finding out more about as I get deeper into knitting is the whole range of how wool is produced. And there's apparently a lot of different kinds of sheep breeds. Some of them produce long and silky wool, and some have kinky, fuzzy wool, and some is coarse, and some is very fine. But I have seen videos of sheep being sheared, and for good quality wool, they take sheep shearing very seriously. It is not done as a commercial enterprise that's just trying to get it done as quickly as possible, regardless of how the sheep feel about it. But good quality sheep wool rearing is done by people who shear the wool very carefully by hand and not usually using electric shears. So the sheep are apparently very calm when they are sheared. And I've seen pictures of the sheep just kind of lying there on its back while the shears go through and carefully don't cut the animal, but the animal is relaxed because it's not overwhelmed by the sound. Those are good caregivers, good shepherds of the sheep who are concerned about what the reaction of the sheep is going to be. There's a fascinating book called A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, and the author's name is Philip Keller. And he writes out of his own experience as a sheep owner and herder. So out of that experience, he takes a look at the famous Psalm 23 and reflects on the images there. Now, I still don't know very much about sheep, so I'm reflecting, basing what I know just on that book. And if any of you have spent time around sheep or raised them, you feel free to disagree with me. Tell me where I went wrong. What are sheep like? We all have some impressions about them kind of chasing from one end of the field to the next, perhaps not always being as smart as we would like to think of ourselves being. But sheep are very dependent on the type of person who owns them. They need a responsible owner. They need a responsible caregiver. Will the shepherd find them green pastures and lead them beside still waters? Or will the shepherd leave them on land that doesn't have very much nourishment? The sheep are dependent on the shepherd. Will the shepherd keep the sheep free from the threat of wolves or coyotes? Will the shepherd keep the sheep free from friction and competition with other sheep, free from pests and insects, free from hunger? Sheep are dependent, after all. They rely on the shepherd to do that. Or will the shepherd leave them to fend for themselves, leave them anxious and uncomfortable and unsettled? Sheep are dependent, and what they turn out to be like, their behavior, depends a lot on the type of person who owns them and cares for them. The shepherd takes care of the sheep in all these ways, and the good shepherd takes care of us. Our passage from John reminds us that there are also some other things that the shepherd does. The shepherd isn't just there to tend to our comfort. The shepherd is not a stranger. The shepherd is intimately known to the sheep, and they know the shepherd, and they can trust him. Jesus is the good shepherd, and we know him. And we know him, and that he can be trusted because of his relationship with the Father. He is a caregiver and a leader. The sheep follow the shepherd in and out of the sheepfold, and they trust him to take them to good places. His authority stems from love, just like the authority of Jesus stems from the Father. And of course, we see this wonderful image of the good father, the good shepherd, all throughout the Old Testament. David, of course, who wrote many of the Psalms, including possibly Psalm 23, he was a shepherd before he was anointed as king. And not only is he a shepherd, but he is praised as a good shepherd. And he praises God as a good shepherd in Psalm 23. Unfortunately, not all of the shepherd leaders of the Old Testament were good leaders. The Bible critiques them for being unfaithful, for not taking care of their people, even going so far as to make them vulnerable to enemies. And the prophets came to speak of their hope for a future king like David, who would be a good shepherd to the people and would form them into one flock out of all the differences that they had. In Psalm 23, we hear, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord, not some hired hand, not some hireling who does not have a sense of ownership, but the Lord, the creator of the universe, the creator of the green pastures and the still waters, the one who brought everything into being, the one who brought me and you into being. The Lord is my shepherd. And the fact that he created everything, created us, that gives him some authority over us. And we see this in the passage from John. The sheep know the shepherd and they respond to him. They know his voice. They follow him. He leads them out of the sheepfold to find pasture and then brings them back there for safety. He's their leader. He has authority over them. And this is what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is like. He is our good shepherd too. And he's the good shepherd not just because he makes us feel good, makes us feel comfortable, but because he leads us to where we need to go. The good shepherd isn't just a caregiver. He is our master and our owner as well. And I wonder if those words, master and owner, if those might trouble you. Is that how you think of God? Is that the kind of relationship you want with God, master and owner? not sure that that's what most of us put first from God. But it asks us the question, are we willing to allow God the authority of a shepherd over us? Or are we willing to allow God to be our owner outright? After all, he is a good shepherd, not a hireling who runs away. He is trustworthy. He's our creator. He is the one who has laid down his life for us on the cross. And giving ourselves to him, giving our lives to him, placing ourselves totally in his care, under his direction. It may not be always easy for us. Philip Keller said, some people hope that by merely admitting that Jesus is their shepherd, that somehow they'll enjoy the benefits of his care and management without actually going so far as to pay the price by forfeiting their own way of life. We sometimes want to get something for free, don't we? But Jesus is the good shepherd. He is our master. He is our owner. He is our caregiver. And there are times when we need to follow him out of the sheepfold rather than expect him to come to us. There are times when we need to leave our comfort zone and go where Jesus leads us. And when he leads us out of our safe sheepfold, we can trust that he has places to take us. And we can trust that he will not give us to wolves. And so we can follow him. We don't have to stay huddled and scared in the sheepfold. Jesus takes us out into the world, and he takes us to his greater flock because he has sheep that we don't know about. And he joins us to all those that he has led over the millennia in the past and all that he will lead in the future, all who have been faithful followers, all who have been lambs of his flock, and the other flocks that we do not know. The Lord is our shepherd, the good shepherd, and we belong to him. We trust him, and he has authority over all parts of our lives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.